DW.
Jesus Rafael Brazon is setting up a tent for his 25-year-old daughter Neyri Brazon, who followed him from Monagas in eastern Venezuela, 2,000 miles away. Neyri and her husband walked 23 days to get here. With them are their three babies.
My husband would work a month to be able to afford enough food for a day. We were simply surviving. We wouldn't eat so that the children would be able to. Things were going from bad to worse, so we left because we didn't want the little ones to have to go through what the adults were going through.
Clutching her baby to her breast, Neyri Brazon is one of the nearly 3,000 migrants to arrive in Colombia each day, fleeing violence, hyperinflation, and shortages of food and medicine. The United Nations Refugee Agency reported in November that 3 million Venezuelans have fled to neighboring countries. City officials estimate that more than a quarter of a million of them are now living in Colombia's capital, Bogotá. Neyri's father, Jesus, though grateful for the reception he and his family of 12 have received in Colombia, says all he really wants is the right to work.
I want to stay in Colombia and make a future with my family, but I need my work papers. Every time I go out and look for work, I get asked for those papers. I can't work without them.
Jobs for refugees have in fact been a hot topic among Colombians as well. Many Colombians think that Venezuelans are depriving them of labor they rely on, like housework or construction. As a result, both xenophobia and cases of mob violence against Venezuelans are on the rise. In Villavicencio, a city in central Colombia, a Venezuelan migrant was lynched last month in what was reported as a hate crime. In Ciudad Bolívar, a poor neighborhood in the south of Bogotá, two men were lynched, another killed, after a false rumor circulated that Venezuelans were kidnapping children. A survey carried out in October 2017 by the University of Medellin found that 80% of residents in the city believe that with the arrival of Venezuelan migrants, prostitution, crime and overcrowding have increased. Nearby, locals like 56-year-old Doris Bustos, who has owned a cafe here for the past 17 years, resent the presence of the camp in their neighborhood. Bustos says that the tensions between the locals and the migrants are rising.
They get given everything, food, money, clothes. They don't have to work for anything. That's why they're here. Their only concern is to eat and to sleep. So, really, it's poor us because they're harming us. They're affecting business around here. I have to pay a guard to be here at night just so that they don't steal everything.
Domingo Diaz, a 33-year-old mechanic from Maracaibo, says he feels less and less welcome in Colombia. He arrived 5 months ago, on foot, after selling most of his belongings to make the journey. But now he wonders whether it might be better to just go home.
I've been insulted. People call me a slacker. They tell me to go back to my own country. Or they say, don't come and ruin our country after you've ruined yours. Stuff like that. The other day, some people threw stones at a cousin of mine. They're isolated cases. People are normally very nice to us, but it's still frightening.
Selling sweets by the side of the road outside the camp, Diaz says he's been looking for work since the day he arrived, but faces prejudice and tough competition.
People think we're here to steal, but it's not true. We're here to work, to make a life for ourselves, to send money back to our families. I'm looking for work, but it's hard. There isn't much. And there are so many people looking. Not just Venezuelans, but Colombians too.
A United Nations report last month said over 75% of refugees can't find work abroad. Lorenzo Castro, a doorman at an upmarket apartment block overlooking the camp, admits the situation is complicated and the only real solution is tolerance.
In Bogotá, it's hard because there are so many people looking for work, so the Venezuelans are discriminated against. But everyone has a right to work, to live with dignity. I think we all have our needs and necessities, and people should give the Venezuelans a chance.
Taking shelter from another downpour in a yellow tent he shares with his cousin, 19-year-old Oliver Ruiz is not impressed with the camp nor with its strict curfew.
It doesn't feel like a camp, it feels more like a prison. I didn't come here to be a prisoner.
The camp was built 3 weeks ago and houses 320 refugees. But despite recent improvements like showers, portable toilets, and visiting doctors, the refugees are worried. The field floods during downpours and the rainy season is coming.
Se supone que nosotros nos sacaron del campamento donde estábamos para un mejor campamento.
They removed us from the other camp because supposedly we were coming to a better one. It smells awful here. Underneath the tents, the field has turned to mud. People are getting sick. It's completely unhygienic. I don't expect them to provide anything. We came here to work, but at least give the children something decent to eat. Or let us cook for them. They've shut the door on us.
Absolutamente aquí nos cerraron las puertas para todo.
In Caracas, Ruiz was a dance choreographer by day and a chef at a Chinese restaurant by night. He left when there weren't enough ingredients to keep the restaurant open.
I left because there's no future there for young people. Things are completely unaffordable, so I wanted to leave, look for work, and experience other cultures and ways of thinking.
Like many of his compatriots, Ruiz hopes to travel on to Ecuador or Peru, where opportunities are more bountiful. But without any money left for the rest of the journey, his options are limited and his hardship is unrelenting. Government plans to shut down the camp in January only adds to the refugees' uncertainty. 35-year-old Rosa Rivero, who was watching over her son playing with other children in the camp, says that returning to Venezuela is not an option.
We're here out of necessity. If our country was normal, if it wasn't in crisis, we wouldn't be here bothering anyone, causing problems. We would happily be there with our children in our home. We have a home there, a life. And we had to migrate out of necessity.
Emily Wright for DW in Bogota, Colombia.
DW.